Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Sidebar with Cindy.
On Kaya FM 95.9.
Hi FM 95.9, home of the Afropolitan. The time is 1 minute past seven. Thank you to Ndati John for a great show. He'll be back tomorrow evening between 6 and 7 for that show. Sidebar Cindy is back. Today is the 22nd of July 2019. And this evening we're chatting about the lessons that you've learned in the past decade of your life. And I'm specifically chatting to people in their 30s. What have you learned in the last 10 years of your life?
Medical issues, sex and family,
finance, parenting and emotional development.
Sidebar with Cindy. Every Monday to Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.
Kaya FM 95.9, home of the Afropolitan. Sidebar with Cindy this evening is going to be interesting. I'm talking to people in their 30s. Are you an Afropolitan? Are you in your 30s? And if you are, what have you learned about your life in the last 10 years? I'm joined in studio by Lexi. We all know Lexi. She was on our TV screens a while ago, but she'll be telling us more about that. And it's 2019. 10 years ago, what were you up to? How has your life changed? And what's been the biggest change in your life? Do you have any regrets? If you have regrets, what has been the biggest regret? We'll be taking your tweets. The hashtag on social media is Sidebar Cindy. The other hashtag is Kaya FM Talk. I'm looking forward to your calls. You can call us on 086-00-00-959. What has been the biggest lesson? What have you learned in the last 10 years of your life if you are in your 30s?
Let the good doctor give you some expert advice.
Sidebar with Cindy.
Every Monday to Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.
Kaya FM 95.9. So I'm joined in studio by Lexi Fanikerk, and I'll also be joined online by Brian Mgadi, and they'll be sharing their experiences. They're both in their 30s, and they'll be sharing what they've learned about their lives in the last decade. I think I'm looking to know, where were you 10 years ago? What were you up to? What were your expectations? What were your dreams? Have those dreams come true? Have things happened? Do you have any regrets? What has been the biggest change? I mean, I think when I was in my 30s, the one biggest change in my life was having a child. It's all well and good to look forward to having a baby. And I remember Unandi, my daughter, when we went for the first scan, we'd call her Boinky. She looked like a little bean. And now 10 years later, Uboinki is a 10-year-old. She talks, she's sassy. And it's quite amazing to look at kids and think, oh my gosh, did I produce that? Did I give birth, to that? But that's me. But I'm in my 40s, and we're going to have a separate show for people in their 40s. Tonight, we're focusing on people in their 30s. So Lexi, thank you so much for being here, and welcome to Sidebar Cindy.
Thank you.
So Lexi, a bit of background, who you are for those that don't know you. You're Lexi Fanikerk. Where are you from, and what do you do?
I think you're the only one that still says Lexi Fanikerk.
Okay, well,
it's just Van, but that's fine. I thought, oh my word, last time I was here was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, for those that do know me, I broke up out obviously in reality TV, Big Brother, we all know that. And then I had my own show, Munt and Lexi, and then just doing TV here and there, and then bits and pieces of radio. So I think I still have the love and support from reality TV, and now I think people call me social media influence. Still getting used to that. But yeah, that's where people know me from, and obviously just for my realness and sharing bits and pieces of myself. So I'm really excited to be here.
In the last 10 years, what's been the one thing that has changed, the one big change in your life?
Obviously now I'm a mom.
And that's a big deal, Lexi. I mean,
I am a mom.
Did you imagine that 10 years ago you'd be a mommy?
Never, ever. Not one bit. I never wanted kids. So I think that's the greatest and biggest change in my life right now. And since becoming a mom, so many things has changed. Mm. Like your physical self, everything, your mindset, your emotional well-being, all of that has changed. And just this one little thing has changed my entire outlook on life, my aspects, my aspirations, my all of that has changed. All of it. I mean, yeah, that's the greatest things. And I think as we go through tonight, there's just many other changes we can still talk about.
And I'm glad you speak about the body change. I mean, the one thing that happens as you grow older is that you gain weight. I mean, yes. So baby weight is something else, but just generally growing up, and people look back on their young years and like, oh, I wish I still had my body that I had in my 20s. You know, part of growing up is gaining weight.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those things that happens. And gravity, for some of us, gravity, you know, comes into play. Your breast starts sagging. And those changes are not always easy for everybody to embrace.
And that, I'm glad you actually, and that's something I'm going through right now, that I'm experiencing right now. I just got back to work. I'm a fitness instructor and personal trainer. So being in the fitness industry, people obviously have these expectations that you have a six-pack and you just different kind of bold. And with my pregnancy, some like a lot of change during my pregnancy, especially because we all have our birthing plan. We're like, no, we're going to give birth like this and this. So since giving birth, it's 3 months postpartum, and I'm going through a lot of emotions, physically, emotionally, all of that. And I love my body for all those.
Well, you have a fantastic body. You know.
It's really changed my life, and I still moan and I still cry most days, and I'm really, really blessed to have a really great partner like Mansha that supports me. But my body has changed and it's affected me a lot, and I try through my social media to share that with the average mom, all of us.
Yes, new moms. I've referred a lot of new mummies to you just for encouragement.
So, I mean, I still have my tummy. It's not flat. I'm not a size 6 anymore. And since giving birth, after birth, it really affected. There were days where I couldn't look at myself in the mirror, and I cried for days, and I'm just like, what did this baby do to my life? So, I mean, people reach out to me on social media, like, how did you get rid of the weight? I think it's just my angles and ways where when I take pictures, it works. But personally, back home, behind the scenes, I do have these insecurities now, and it's affected me a lot. Even now, as a personal trainer, I'm not able to train. Not able to do everything because I'm still healing. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a beautiful change, but still when I have my days and I think about it and I'm like, what the heck happened to me? I can't. But I mean, I have the saggy boobs. I have the tummy. It jiggles when I laugh and when I when I get up in the morning. I have the cellulite. I have the, well, I don't have the stretch marks and stuff, but my body has changed. Yeah. And I need to accept it for now and work with it. And yeah, I think, I don't know, I'm just here to inspire moms, and it's a beautiful change. But like I said,
it is a change. It's still a change.
Yeah.
Well, if you just joined us, you're listening to Kai FM 95.9 Sidebar Cindy with me, Dr. Cindy Van Sail, and I'm chatting to Lexi Van. She's a new mommy. She has a 3 month old. And I'm also chatting to Brian Mgadi. He's a system specialist, and he's also a guest. He's also in his 30s, and he's also chatting about the last 10 years of his life. Brian, thank you so much, and thank you for being on the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Cindy, and good evening, ladies. Interesting conversation, as well, you're speaking about motherhood. I'm just finished right now preparing supper for my daughter, and she's been screaming my name downstairs. So it's kind of interesting, the journey that we go through in adulthood. For the past 10 years, for me, it has actually been the biggest change in my life has really been being a father, and on how we finding ourselves having to unlearn what we have been taught all these years as to how fathers are, and having to learn something new altogether. So I think that's the beauty about life, that whole thing of having to relearn almost on a 10-year basis kind of thing. So what I knew 10 years ago, I totally have to relearn something else now. I mean, fatherhood is different to what it was back then.
Totally different, I can imagine. And Brian, how old are you this year?
I'll 36.
Oh, okay.
I'm still 36 this year.
Okay, and in terms of your career, you know, let's speak about your career. Are you where you were hoping to be 10 years ago? Have you exceeded what you dreamt? How's that looking?
I think I'm still on the journey. I find myself, especially in the technology space, where technology is constantly changing. Having, again, when I'm speaking about having to relearn almost as life goes by, like we're now talking about big data. 10 years ago, there was no such thing as that. And now we're talking about the IA. We're talking about the fourth industrial revolution. I mean, again, when I say 10 years ago, it was not there. It was something maybe that was too far-fetched as to what we're seeing today. So career-wise, I think I'm still getting there.
Okay.
So, in that process, but I'm rather much satisfied, though, I must say, content as to where I am.
Yeah.
But understanding that there's still this learning part that I'm still, a journey that I'm still going through.
And any regrets? Is there anything that you regret at the moment?
Regrets. There are regrets. There are regrets in life. I mean, certain decisions that you kind of make, they do come back to kind of like haunt you down the line. But I just take them as learning.
Okay. Steps. Well, we're taking calls on 086-000-959. You can SMS us on 36959. And just going to Twitter, I'll just read a few of the tweets that have come through, you know, since we spoke about this. So Uzex Nyambose says, I wasted a lot of money on entertainments rather than savings. I still have some regrets, but then now I know how to be responsible. I'm saving as much as I can for the future. And then Rul Nisi says, I've made a huge change in careers in my 30s and I'm busy making another career change. And well, let's say I'm no longer 30 and I'm hoping for happiness. It sounds cliche, but my first career paid up almost everything. Second, well, I'm just winging it. So that's her experience of the 30s. And someone else says that, you know, in your 30s, you have to forgive yourself. You have to constantly, what they've learned in the last 10 years is that you have to forgive yourself constantly, but you also learn from that mistake and, you know, you never do it again. And then Ufiona says that for me, it has to be to trust the boundaries you set for yourself. Don't let general society make you think you're unreasonable or difficult. Also in work, in love, in life, learn to lose quickly. Don't quit, but identify when and why something is not working for you and move on. And I think that tweet, you know, I think a lot of us can resonate to that. In our 20s, you know, you got so stuck on certain things. You know, if a relationship wasn't working out, you were trying to flog this dead horse because that's the person you're convinced you're going to spend the rest of your life with. You know, the lucky ones are still with the people they met in their 20s. But most people, you know, it didn't work out. You've moved on. But there you are trying to drag this poor person through a relationship. I mean, what do you think? Okay, no, but you were fine.
I've got a different kind of story.
Yeah.
I mean, my 20s were great. I lived my life. I listen to people now and they're like, oh, we're making this and that kind of changes, but my 20s were great. But I mean, looking back now, I was so crazy. Now I'm way more calm, and the mistakes I've made, I always say I don't have any regrets. These are all learning curves for me, and I look back and I'm like, wow, did I do that? So I think now also in my 30s, I mean, I still find myself like, I'm still trying to decide between careers and life change, and I'm like, okay, wait, maybe in the next 5 or 10 years. So for all of us, it's different. I mean, in terms of relationships, I've been really blessed. I mean, I'm happy.
Well, taking calls on 086-000-959. We have Ulindiwe calling us from Johannesburg. Good evening, Ulindiwe, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, Cindy. Oh, and it's Lindelwa. Sorry.
Oh, Lindelwa. Okay, sorry about that. Lindelwa. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, Cindy, I just wanted to just that I was so happy to hear Lexi talk about how she's struggling to bounce back and get her pre-pregnancy body back. And I just, her story just resonated with me. I'm a new mom now, but this was my second pregnancy. My first pregnancy is a little bit over 10 years. So I was a pregnant teen. And my body bounced back quite well back then. And what I've sort of noticed now being a new mom is the lack of emotional intelligence I had back then as a teenager to actually become a mother. And also the residual trauma that I carried for over 16 years, not even being aware that that was a traumatic experience. And being a new mom now, everything just sort of hit me, you know, like I became so anxious. I became extremely depressed and my body didn't get back to the way it was before. So there was so much that I needed to deal with now over an experience that happened just over 10 years ago. And my main regret now about what happened 10 years ago when I was a teenager is just not having the emotional intelligence to sort of acknowledge what I'm going through and the emotional impact that it has on me. Like, we know when I look at my two children, they're like 16 years apart, and I can't recall my son as a one-year-old how our relationship was, how we connected, how he behaved, because, you know, ignorance got me through that trauma. And it's something that I can't go back and redo. But having it redone it now sort of, you know, alerted me that there's so much that happened in the past 10 years or so that I never really actively dealt with. And it's just hit me now, and it exposed me to, like, postpartum depression. Mm. And slowly now I'm actually starting to accept that, okay, this is my postpartum body, and it's okay.
Mm.
Yeah, it's okay, and it's so difficult because I never thought that I would be sitting with a scar from a cesarean. I never thought that I'd be sitting with weight that I can't just, you know, lose.
Yeah.
So it's a lot. I'm so glad that she shared that, and I could relate so well.
And you know what else?
So much better.
Yeah, and you know what, Aslindira? Thank you. I mean, thank you so much for sharing that. You also need to have statements that you say back to people when they comment about your weight or your tummy or your scar. You just have to answer back and just shut it down. I don't know. Maybe Lexi can share what she sees when people comment about anything to do with her body.
I still get it all the time. Even during my pregnancy, I was called all kinds of names and people bullying me on social media. So you just have to fight back or respond, and most people are like, no, don't say anything, don't let it affect you. I'm human, I have feelings, and it does hurt when I read all these things online. I'm not there to make women. I don't think people even understand the change that we go through physically and the amount of pain pregnancy is. It's not fun. People are like, no, it's glowing, it's fun. It is fun, it's beautiful, and it's a big change, and there are a lot of women. It's hurtful when you read these things. So I've been called ugly, all kinds of names, and I'm really, 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 really glad that I have people that support me and understand when I'm feeling down. But I mean, I use my social media to reach out and spread positivity wherever I can and help people. So I'm not here to be funny. And the name calling and all of the bullying actually comes from women. And it's sad to see that women actually are there to break you down or call you all kinds of names. And these are older women that have children that experience pregnancy. So, I mean, every single pregnancy is different in its own way. And it might be ugly to someone else, but maybe this woman has been trying to fall pregnant or it's something totally amazing for her. So, I mean, I hit back nowadays. I'm like, no, I'm going to say my say and I'm going to let you know how I feel about it. So I know in my mind I'm not ugly. It's not an ugly experience. And I mean, I'm just here to show people you can rock it whichever way. I mean, I wish I had posted more pictures of my pregnancy because it was a beautiful change.
Yeah.
And obviously, Mantle is very overprotective. So I couldn't just share that with the world. But I mean,
there is something between
yes, even birth and the baby now. And yeah, I mean, people are just so mean on social media. Do you really think I want to post my baby and you'll be like, oh, this baby's got a big nose or it's ugly or the ears are crooked or whatever they say. But I mean, what's ugly to someone else is extremely beautiful to me, and that's okay. I just wish people could see that.
Yeah.
But we're not all the same. But hit back if you can.
So I hope you're encouraged, Lindela.
Thank you so much.
No, great stuff. So we'll be back after the break, and I'll be chatting to Brian Mgadi, system specialist, and to Lexi Van. We're speaking about the last 10 years of the last decade of your life. We're talking to people in their 30s and just wanting to hear your experiences, challenges, regrets. Have your dreams come true? What are you looking forward to? We're chatting about the last decade of your life to people in their 30s. And it's interesting to see the progression from the 20s to the 30s, as we heard in that TED talk. Most people get better with age, and each decade brings new adventures, discoveries, challenges, and unique learning experiences. So we want to indulge in those experiences. You can call us on 086-000-959. SMS is on 36959. I'm chatting to Brian Mgadi. He's a system specialist. He's 36. And I'm also chatting to Lexi Van, and she's also in her 30s. And what I'm asking is, what have you learned in your 30s? What have you learned in the last decade of your life? Taking calls on 086-000-959. We're back online with Brian. Brian, so yes. So you heard the calls that we got, and you've also heard a bit of what Lexi has said. I have another question for you. Did you plan to have kids? Was that part of your plan?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. I had to adjust to my partner's needs, wants, really. And on my side, I never really wanted to have kids of my own because I'm from a big family.
Yes.
And the idea of really having kids of my own was never really there. Then I just found myself having to, my wife, from her side, she was the only, she was the only one. And then finding herself that, okay, she also wants kids of her own. So now we've got one girl and we've got another one on the way. And as you were speaking about pregnancy and how the whole journey has been for us, I'm just going to speak again from a man's point of view, that ever since we found out that we are pregnant, it's been a case now that I have to reaffirm my commitment to her. I have to reaffirm my love for her and how she is, on how she looks. I know that I'm not the one who's carrying the baby, but she's the one who's carrying the baby. Now I'm having to find myself carry her emotions during this whole journey of this pregnancy. And that has been beautiful for me. And that has been something that, had I not decided to go through, I wonder how my life would have turned out. But I've enjoyed the journey though.
And speaking of you not wanting to have kids, okay, you say you come from a big family. How many are you?
There's seven of us.
Okay, so you would...
And I'm the last one.
Are you the baby?
I'm the baby of the family.
Okay, so if this is not too personal, why would that have put you off having your own children, being the baby of seven?
Okay, being the last one, I've seen my brothers have kids of their own. I've seen everybody in my family have their own kids and their own families. And I was so close to that idea, and in a way that I'm like, is there really a need for me to also have one of my own? So I was never really that fascinated about it, seeing from where I was standing, looking around me, and I was never really that fascinated about having kids of my own, because I've always been surrounded by these other kids.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
no, I understand. Okay, so taking calls on 086-00-00-959, we have Ulerato on the line, and she has a comment to make about the past decades. As a 30-something-year-old. Good evening, Lerato, and welcome to Sidebar Cindy.
Good evening, Dr. Cindy. Thank you so much.
So, how has your last decade been?
My last decade has been the biggest learning curve of my life. I've always been someone who's very in tune with her boundaries, with what she wants, and how to really just make sure that the life that I live honors my ultimate goal, right, and my ultimate quest in life is that when I die, I must be happy and not try to bargain for more days and more lives. So I've always followed that in my career, with my finances, with my romantic relationships and other relationships. But the past 2 years really taught me that there's a price to pay for the things that we want. Mm-hmm. And depending on what you want, you must realize what you need to pay for. For instance, I have been traveling for many years and trying to get a book published and a book out. Mm-hmm. But in the process of writing it, I would also want to be Lerato, the social butterfly, Lerato who's there for people whose lives are falling apart, or Lerato who's there just to celebrate. And while those things are not necessarily bad, the goal I had set my eyes on needed me to be someone else, and I needed to transition into the person who would be able to manifest that goal. And it was hard, but I've learned that also do not be apologetic, and in fact, be very, very consistent about those boundaries, and people who understand you and who are for you and your growth and your path will always understand, and everyone else is just a mess maker anyway.
And so in terms of friendships, okay, so have you been trimming your friendship tree? Has that been easy? Has that been difficult?
I have been trimming them, and it has not been easy. There are friendships that are very easy to let go of. Some friendships were not able... Some friendships had to go because once I stopped drinking, people were not able to understand that I can no longer drink because it's slowing me down.
Yeah.
And it's not giving me a clear mind, and I needed to always be energetic and have a clear mind. And then other friendships fell by the wayside, and those hurt a little, because then I also understood that one needs to always mind the gap between their words and their actions.
Yeah.
And if what you say is not what you do, those things are not aligned, and those friendships had to go. And that was tough because it feels like a breakup. But I also ultimately understand that this is how I will move forward. This is how I'm able to manifest some of my biggest goals, and that I'm powerful when I'm absolutely in tune with my truth.
Yeah, well, that's amazing, Lerato. And last thing before we let you go, the decision to stop drinking, what prompted that?
It happened by accident. I was in Cairo, and it was Ramadan, and whenever I travel, I try to assimilate as much as possible. So I thought, let me not drink for the 4 days of Ramadan.
just while I was in Egypt. But I realized in not drinking for those 4 days and realizing 2.5 weeks later that I didn't actually crave alcohol, I realized that I also spent a lot of time socializing, and that even though there's nothing wrong with that, it ultimately slowed me down. You know, you want to go and have a quick glass of wine with friends. It ends up becoming 3 glasses of wine.
Mm.
That time I could have been using building my manuscript. I could be using fine-tuning my writing. I could be using making sure that my mind is always sharp and ready to focus on the goal, singular focus on the goal that you want. And anything that doesn't serve that in my life had to go, from alcohol to smoking weed, to certain friendships, to absolutely everything. It all had to go.
Okay, well, awesome. And thank you so much for sharing that with us, Lerato. All the
best
with everything else that you'll be doing.
Thank you.
Great stuff. So Bareki on Twitter says that I'm only just learning. It's like I've been in a coma for years. Don't lose yourself while trying hard to please others. Living someone's dream or life, you know, that's losing yourself. I'm glad I found myself. So that's someone that's gone through a journey of finding themselves. And I like what Lerato said about how she's, you know, stopped drinking, stopped smoking weed, having to readjust her friendships. I guess, you know, in your 30s, those are some of the life lessons that come, because people will disappoint you.
Yes.
You know, and it's people close to you that you don't expect to do such things. And then you have to reassess, readjust, and make the necessary changes.
Yes. I mean, looking back, I've cut off so many people and things and only focus on what makes me happy. Because, I mean, 20s are there to be enjoyed and go crazy and still find yourself and not to be so serious and experience all that. So if you're ready to settle down, then you know you've done all of that. I mean, I was a party crazy girl, didn't care about anything. That's why people loved me. And I just wanted to do me and just be crazy all the time, drink alcohol all the time. And then I met someone that is the total opposite of me, and he comes from a really big family. And I never wanted babies or kids. And as I got older, things changed. And then, yeah, that's a story for another day. So I was pregnant.
And so he had a very calming effect on your life.
And I was always the one to just respond without listening and fight and not be focused and just live for today and don't care. But sometimes you just need to be still and not be crazy. And yeah, so I also became extremely patient and I listen more and not just listen to respond. And I think you can tell by my social media, I don't just go out and attack anyone ready. Some days I do, depending
on what the comment is.
So I mean, yeah, I can't believe I'm 31. I turned 31 this year. I actually had a plan for my birthday this year, because last year it was on a Thursday. So I was like, I can't wait for it to be on a Friday so I can go out and party and drink and drink all the alcohol that you can in the bottle of champagne. And then this year I was pregnant and I was woken up by Bantla, and yeah, we have this tradition where he just makes me an omelette. But this year was just absolutely beautiful. I was pregnant. I have had new life growing inside of me and just reflecting, and I was just like, wow, 10 years ago, 21,
I would never have dreamt this.
Never. 21, I celebrated my birthday in a club and I was just going insane, having my first drink in my life. I grew up in a children's home, so I mean, it was just way different for me. And I was the only one that left when I was 21, because I wanted to go to school, whatever, study whatever I could. But I mean, looking back now, I'm just like, I was so crazy. And we can sit here and go on, but somewhere in there, I was also lost. I needed to find myself, needed to ground myself, find my purpose. And I do have that. So in some ways, I'm like, oh my God, thank God I was crazy. Now I don't look back.
Thank God you were crazy enough to go on to Big Brother, because that's how you met Umandla. So, you know, everything happens for a reason. Yeah.
Yes.
Everything happens for a reason.
I'm really happy. I mean, now I'm just working for myself and my baby and to just grow from me. I don't know what the next 10 years will hold. Maybe I'll be sitting and saying, oh, 10 years ago I was doing this. But now I'm more focused and grounded. And I still have a bit of crazy in me. It comes at
night. You're born with that. I also have my... You try to suppress it, but it just
jumps out. Yes, it comes. It's there. And yeah, I mean, the lessons, I still learn every day, and I learn from so many people, and it's a beautiful, different experience for me.
And Uzina, the Twitter handle is at Senzwa, says that 30s seem to bring some sense of clarity and emotional clarity. So it's so different from the hustle and bustle of the 20s. Ulera just sounds like she's in a more peaceful and calmer state, and I think a lot of people can relate to that. This is something for some people, not for everybody, but for some people, the 20s are crazy. Then you turn, you know, you get into your 30s and things start calming down, and by the time you reach your 40s, like I have, you are just cruising. So it's going to be interesting when we have the show with the 40-year-olds to hear what they have to say about the last 10 years of their lives. And it's just getting back to Brian Mgadi, who's also one of the guests on Sidebar Cindy. Brian, in terms of your family, do you find that now that you're in your 30s, do you relate better to them than what you did when you were in your 20s? Because I know with me, when I was in my 30s, I was very bold. I said stuff to my mom and my aunt that I would never have said, but there's this boldness that came over me, and I'd speak up, and if I didn't like something, I would say, no, I don't like that. That's not how you speak to me, and things like that.
Definitely. You know how I define mine? My 20s were all about everybody else except me. And now finding myself in my 30s, now it's all about me and what is it that I want. So I'm finding myself being in a position to assert myself much better as opposed to my 20s. I'm finding myself being able to, you know, I'm more focused, like some of the other callers have said, where as opposed to your 30s, it was all about the enjoying of the life that you're going through, that phase that you're going through. You're just out of high school. You're just now into this tertiary, and you're meeting new people. And it's just about exploring on your 20s. Now, when you get to your 30s, you've settled down. Okay, I'm approaching my 40s now. And it's so I definitely know a case of what is it that I want out of life?
Yeah.
What is it that is expected from me as a husband? What is it expected of me as a child? Because I'm still a child again
to my
parents, and they have to also now get to learn and to appreciate that the child is no longer a child, but a man who's growing up to define who he is in this world, who's trying to also now shape a future, shape an environment that I want my kid to grow up in. And it's that stability now that you need to build from your 30s moving forward. Because when you reach your 40s, perhaps it's the case where the foundation is solid.
Yeah.
40s, it's too late to build that foundation by then. It has to be standing. So that's how I'm finding my 30s like, and that's how I'm relating my 30s with my peers. That's how I'm relating my 30s with my family, my parents, and with my
In terms of family stuff, Brian, like, you know, maybe cultural issues, family events, who speaks, who doesn't speak, and things like that. Is there anyone that's guiding you through that? You know, are you? Because one day you'll be the uncle that leads the delegation, and things like that. So are you learning those things right now?
Yeah, definitely. And you know what I find even much more interesting is not the conflict between what you have seen growing up to some of the traditions now you want to instill in your family moving forward. To say, am I going to continue with this trajectory moving forward? Or is it a case where I'm having to find myself redefining some of the other cultural activities that I've grown up knowing all this time? Or is it a case of ilobola? When I'm talking about my daughter, will I still handle it the same way that my parents did, that my uncles did? And is it going to change? And it's constantly finding myself having to say, yes, it's culture.
Yeah.
But can I define my own at a later stage? As an example, now you're no longer finding a mother and a father in a home, where now it's a woman and a woman raising a child, a man and a man raising a child. The dynamics have totally changed. So that's why I go back to what I was saying, that you're constantly finding yourself having to unlearn and learn something else.
Yeah.
Because as we grow, things change. I mean, who knew that at this type of where interracial marriages were
taboo.
Were taboo, exactly. Now they're not.
Mm.
And now we're finding ourselves in this society that has totally, totally changed from what we know as growing up. So it's a bit of a struggle. It's going to be a give or take kind of thing that I think that some of the others I will maybe also teach my kids, where others I have the liberty of allowing them to be.
Okay. Well, Tubes on Twitter says that, you know, what changed in my life was the weight that I gained during my PhD. It really frustrates me. And Utsulu says the same thing. She can relate because she also gained weight during her PhD. So, yeah, these things happen. And this evening, we're speaking to 30s, people, Afropolitans in their 30s, and how the last 10 years of their lives have been. And before we take calls on 086-00-00959, let's take a look at some tweets. The hashtag is SideboardCindy. Uzietu says, before 30, I was so focused on timelines instead of living my best life. I joined the workforce at age 19, so many financial mistakes were done. Career was unstable, but immediately at 20-30, things started aligning and enjoying every moment of it. And then Danana Miyoga says that what I've learned in the past decade, your dreams are possible, don't give up. Nothing is sweeter than finally finding your life's calling and purpose. Be ruthless about choosing you. Forgive the past you, be true to your core values every single time. So that's a bit of wisdom from Twitter. I'm joined in studio by Lexi van Niekerk, and then online I'm joined by Brian Mgadi. But before we go back to my guests, let's take a few calls. We have Thabo calling us. Thabo, thank you for holding and welcome to Sidebar Cindy.
Hi Cindy, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good evening also to your guest. I'm very inspired by the stories that have both gone through, you know.
Mm.
Okay, with me, it's slightly different, you know. Okay, the past 10 years have been very hard. Mm-hmm. In fact, more than 10 years, they've been hard, you know. I was arrested when I was young, in my 19s or so.
Yeah.
And I was sentenced to a lengthy time of period. So I don't know my 20s. My 20s were all spent in an incarceration.
Mm.
Then I was released when I was about... we hit 30s, but then now it's been about 9 years since I've been released.
Mm.
The first 2 years walking out of that place, it was hard, but then as time went on, I got a good job, and I'm working a good job. I've even started a business, you know. So for the past 9 years, things have looking pretty good on my side,
yeah.
And I'm looking forward to the next 10 years of having my business, having established and having worked hard, you know?
Yeah.
But what I've realized mostly about the youngsters that are still in their 20s and stuff, you know, I think what we lack most probably, it's more personal development. A lot of youngsters are not developed personally. You know, I got the opportunity while during the time I was incarcerated, I developed myself personally. You know, I met a wonderful gentleman that helped me to develop myself, to train my mind, you know, that helped me to motivate myself that, you know, it does not matter where you come from or what has happened in your life, but the next 10 years can be far better than what you have been through. And so I'm very much inspired about the guests that are there, that they have done something with their lives and they are looking forward to bigger and greater things in their lives.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story, Thabo. And I think we'll take your details because I think that we could do a show. We could have an hour chatting to you and talking to people that, you know, have been in prison, have come out and had to start again. And, you know, they've made the most of that second chance. So I will make sure that we get your details and we'll definitely have you on the show as a guest to discuss just that. But thank you so much for sharing that.
Okay.
We have Jacob calling us. Jacob, welcome to Sidebar Cindy.
Yeah, evening, Dr. Cindy, and evening to all mankind and to the listeners out there.
Good evening.
Perfect. So my story is quite interesting. I started working in 3 years ago.
Thanks to Jacob, we'll try and get you back on a better line. We'll call you back just now. Anyway, so sidebar Cindy with Lexi. Lexi, coming back to you. I mean, Utabo, Tabo's call was quite touching. I mean, he was in prison for most of his 20s, and now he's out, and he's been out for 9 years, and you know, he's doing okay. You just mentioned earlier on that you grew up in a children's home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you look at how far you've come, do you ever go back to the children's home where you were and encourage the young kids that, you know what, even though you're here now, this is not where your lives, or this is not how your lives have to end?
I do. Every time I go back to Cape Town, I go there. But now the whole setup with the ages of the children,
yeah,
that's changed. They only have babies, and I think up until the age of 6.
Okay.
But in the years when I went back there, I encouraged all the girls. I mean, I was the only one from my time that finished high school, then went to college. Because a lot of people said, oh, but you didn't study this and that, you don't have a degree. That's okay. I used to go to all the major companies and go and beg to go and study. So once you reach 18, you need to leave. So I don't have family and people I know
that you could rely
that I could
on
rely to. So when
school,
I turn 18, I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to go and study. Where am I going to go to? I don't have parents. My parents passed away when I was 9. So where am I going to go to? So I encourage every single person up until today, young girls, don't fall pregnant. Obviously go on a contraceptive. Be responsible. It's so crazy and hectic out there. I didn't have people to like take care of me. I reached out to people.
You fend for yourself.
Yes, literally. I have a foster dad that I reached out to that took care of me, and I met so many people during my time. I was at the children's home for 12 years, and it was crazy. And listening to the guy that just called in, my brother is completely messed up, complete opposite to me. I mean, we had a hectic childhood, grew up on the streets, as people know. Some people had to fend for ourselves. I mean, I had to take care of Brandon, and he's still struggling. He's 26. He's going to be 26 this year, and he's been in and out of jail. People that know our story know. So when people talk about life and what they've experienced, I mean, I grew up on the street. I mean, I know life. I've been through some of the most hectic times in my life, and I look back and I'm like, I'm so thankful for the people that's reached out to help me. And if I didn't do it myself, if I didn't have a strong character and reached out to people to help and support me, then I don't know where I would have been. And I think that's one of the main reasons I was really scared to have a kid, because I was like, I'm gonna mess up, I don't know. But you learn and you sit down with yourself and you're like, that's the past, it's happened, it's part of me, it's made me stronger, and I didn't realize that I have all this love to give out to someone so pure and innocent right now. And it all starts with yourself. So I've accepted all the hurt and the pain and things out there and all the messy parts of my life, and it's made me who I am. So no one, and I always say this to people, there's no one today anywhere in the world that could ever hurt me with things that's happened in my past. I mean, people are like, oh, but you grew up like this, you've done this, you've done that. I've accepted it. It's made me who
I
am today. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So people are like, yeah, and it doesn't hurt me anymore because it's who I am today. And it's a beautiful story. It's my story, and no one can ever rewrite it better than me. So, I mean, I know life. I think I've experienced it, the greater part of it. So, yeah, I mean, we can go on, but I've learned so much just in my 20s to where it's brought me right now.
And I know, I mean, a lot of people do fear having kids, you know,
yes.
And you know, when you're in your 30s.
Yeah.
You have lots of friends that are having kids and so on,
yeah.
And you look at how they bring up their kids, you might, you know, complain about the discipline and so on.
Mm-hmm.
It's important for you to decide now,
yes,
when your kid is still small, how you and Manda are going to do discipline. You know,
oh,
discipline,
trust me, we've had that talk way before the baby was even born, and I think there's no age, and people still want to have another baby. We all know it right now, but I mean, yeah, I didn't want kids, and people are like, oh, but you're getting old, your bones are getting harder. Your bones are always going to get old and harder. I'm 31. I didn't plan on having a kid. And when I was in labor, I'm like, oh, damn it, this is why people are saying you should have had a kid when you were 20.
And I know, labor is painful regardless.
I wanted to die. I was just like, kill me now. I remember there was a child care worker at the children's home, going back to that, where she said, I was a tomboy growing up and I used to just hang out with the boys. And she said, you're going to fall pregnant when you're 16, because I was just doing everything with the boys. And yeah, I'm 31 today and I wish I can see her now and tell her, listen, I've just had a baby. She wouldn't believe it. So whether you're 30, if you're ready, I think, well, I wasn't ready in all the ways. Think about it. I still wanted to party. I still can do it, right? You do it.
Look, I'm partying. I'm a mommy of two and I'm partying.
So, yeah, it really doesn't matter. All of our journeys are different and we all have our life lessons in a different way. Mm. So, yeah, this is my real story and my truth to it. And yeah.
Well, going back to Bynum Gadget System Specialist, that is the voice of Lexi van Niekerk. And this evening we're chatting to Afropolitans in their 30s and them reflecting on the last 10 years of their lives. Brian, coming back to you, how has having children changed you? What's the one main thing that has changed about you?
Responsibility. And I'm no longer responsible for myself alone. And there's this person who's looking after me. And I have to make sure that I do the best out of it, of this opportunity that I've been given. I mean, not all of us are going to have that second chance, okay? Either you get it right now or you don't. Because you never know the price of the decision that you make at the end of the day. So you could be messing it up for them, or you could just be making it better for them. So that's the biggest responsibility that I've learned having a kid, is that they're so dependent on you.
For everything.
For every single thing that you do, for every decision that you make, there is going to be a price for it. And who suffers the most? It's them. And when they're at that age that I am right now, do they look back and have that regret? Or do they look back and say, thank you? I mean, I still allow them to make those mistakes. I still allow them. But really, it's about me making the best of this opportunity that I've been given.
Great stuff. Well, thank you so much for being on the show with us. And thank you for sharing everything that you did share with us, Brian. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So a few more minutes left of the show, Lexi. One word of wisdom from you for the listeners.
Listen, just wake up every day and just be you. Do all those things you were scared of doing. I know people are always saying, do what makes you happy. Do what makes you happy and just enjoy life. I mean, keep all those people that supported you from day one. Since my pregnancy, I was going through all the emotions, anxiety, postpartum depression. And there were days where I'm just like, I can't breathe. I'm not going to make it. But I've had a really great support system at work. I have a really, really good friend, Shadian, and she's been a blessing. There were days where I'm like, my heart is going to literally fall out of my chest. But I mean, surround yourself with people that are really good for you, for your soul, that makes you happy, that is just amazing. On social media, wherever you find yourself, take a minute, breathe. I always say, especially when I love long drives and looking at the green trees and just like, oh my God, I've been on my phone so much. So enjoy those little moments and do things that are just pure and that really makes you happy. Don't just do it because it's the in thing or it's social media. And I always tell my uncle, like, I can't wait to travel and go crazy. And I'm literally not even going to take one picture because I want to enjoy every single thing in the moment. It's beautiful to take pictures and share, but sometimes we get lost in this world, and I've learned that. And I know people think it's a perfect life. I don't have everything, but right now the small little things mean so much to me. Waking up and seeing my baby laugh and smile and giggle, and all of that, the hurt and the pain and the craziness, it's there, but it's subsiding a little bit. And I just try and do everything to the best and to the realest point of who I am. I'm not here for every other person. And I rock my pimples and my crazy hair and my little jiggly tummy. I think I've kind of lived and I've experienced little things. I'm still scared, but I mean, sometimes
one day at a time.
Yeah, one day at a time. And I just do things.
And you have us to guide you as well.
Really?
Thank you so much for being here, Lexi.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'll be back tomorrow evening, but before I go, I have something to say that Bette Midler said. After 30, a body has a mind of its own.
Sidebar with Cindy.
Every Monday to Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.
Rewinding
Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.